So did you guys have a nice Thanksgiving? Eat a lot of turkey? No. You still have leftovers? Growing up, I think when it was around, around holiday time, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, we used to go, as a family, we used to drive down to Disneyland a lot, you know, because I like Disneyland. Raise your hand if you've been to Disneyland. Yeah, like, happiest place on earth, right? Other than here, St. Lucie's. But do you know how long the drive is? 6 hours. Yeah, 6 hours. I mean, I grew up in Palo Alto, so it's a little bit longer, maybe 20, 30 minutes longer. But six and a half. And that's a long drive for a little kid, right? And on our way, driving down to L.A., after a little while, what do you think I said to my parents? Wow. Seems like you know me very well. I've only been here 6 months. And you don't think I'd just sit there and be quiet and just be a good little kid? No? Wow. That's right. So after a little while, I'd say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And my parents would say something like, okay, Steve, relax. We'll get there when we get there. You know, can you just sit down, you know, put on your seatbelt, okay, and just be patient. All right, fine, I'll be patient. All right, so after like 10, 15 minutes, I would say, are we there yet? Are we there yet? I told you, just sit there and just be quiet, be patient. Well, how many more hours? How many more minutes is that? How many more seconds? You know, stop the car. I have to go pee. You know? Well, Stephen, can you just hold it? Just hold it? Yeah. No, I can't hold it. Just stop. I want to go pee. Stop the car now. You know? That kind of impatience, right? I can't wait to get to Disneyland. And I think it's the same kind of deal when it comes to the season of Advent, the beginning of a new liturgical year. Do you know what the word Advent means? Ah, yes. Coming. That's right. It means coming. Well, what kind of coming? There's 4 weeks. 4 weeks in Advent, right? And the first 2 weeks focus on not the first coming, but the second coming of Jesus Christ. Kind of like a continuation from last week, which was what? Christ the King will come again to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. So the first 2 weeks of Advent focus actually on the second coming of Jesus Christ. And the third and fourth weeks focus on the first coming of baby Jesus. And that's precisely why we have the color purple. All right, color purple during the season of Advent, and a little pink on the side for the third week to represent joy, a shift away from repentance but towards celebration, demonstrating the anticipation and preparation and reception of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But as you prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ, as my parents would tell me, you know, Stephen, just will you just sit down, put on your seatbelt, and be patient, you know? But the kind of patience that is required of us is not a passive kind of patience, like just sitting in the back seat looking at the window, or just complaining, or just maybe like you're waiting for a dentist appointment or a doctor's appointment. You're just kind of like sitting there and just being idle, passive, right? That's not the kind of thing that we're talking about here, okay? Where you're just like, okay, well, first week of Advent, well, when's Jesus going to come? Fine. Are you going to come now? Next week? Third week? Come on. I'm waiting. No, that's not the kind of patience that we're talking about here. Rather, an active one. Patiently waiting requires active participation. Why? Because, as we heard in the gospel, you do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening or at midnight, at cockcrow, or in the morning. If the master had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So you also must be prepared, for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. So we wait patiently by doing something actively. Right? And how do you do this? How do you do something actively as we wait for Jesus' coming? Right? By doing what the second reading recommends us to do. You know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake. Awake from your sleep. Throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. How often are we kind of asleep in our faith? How often are we just kind of passive in our faith? How often are we asleep when it comes to focusing on family relationships or passive, you know, in that area? You know, how often do you talk about Jesus at the dinner table? How often do you eat, period, as a family? You know, I was doing some research. Guess how much time the average family spends together as a family per day? Take a guess. 15 minutes? Yeah? Again. 49 minutes. The average family spends 49 minutes together as a family per day. Right? And, well, now, that's 49 minutes. But of those 49 minutes, okay, how much time of that 49 minutes is quality time, you think? Seven. 7 minutes. Plus or minus. Could be eight. Could be six. I don't know, you know. 7 minutes of quality time. All of those 49 minutes. That's pathetic. No? And it's usually something like this, right? Usually, you know, you get off of work. And they say, oh, hey, you know, how was work? What's your answer? Fine. Fine. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, it's fine. You know. Give me a beer, will you? You know? Or you ask the kids, oh, hey, how was school today? And what's the response? Fine. Yeah, fine. Yeah, fine. I'm texting my friends here. I'm playing the video games. And the guy is watching his football, Sunday night football game. And somebody else is watching the soap opera, the reruns and all these shows. And it's just like, gee, you can't have enough TV for the whole family for dinner. You know? And where's that quality time? And where's Jesus in the midst of all this as you prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? Right? I'm going to offer you a way to actively prepare for the coming of Jesus Christ. Not a passive one where you just say like, okay, are we there yet? Are we there yet? But an active way, right? Every week, do you guys read the bulletin? Yeah. I mean, it's a great, you know, tool to make paper airplanes, you know. But it also has some stuff in there that's useful. And I'm going to offer you an active way, a way to actively prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So on your way out, okay, you take a look at the bulletin. All right, here we go. Show and tell. Ah, page 2. There it is. It's in English, okay. To guide your household Advent prayer. There's an Advent prayer, a little thing here, and a dinner conversation. How about that? Uh-huh. Let's work on these the seven minutes of quality time here. All right? Dinner table conversation. How about that? What do you think? Yeah? This is a way for you to actively participate and prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this week, okay, and I know you guys are busy. You probably don't eat every meal, every day together. But, I mean, you eat at least once a week together, no? I mean, if you don't even eat once a week together, I mean, there's something wrong. You know, so you should eat at least one meal together as a family, okay? And that one meal could even be brunch, dinner, whatever. But that table conversation, it's intentionally putting Jesus into the table conversation. And your homework this week is to bring Jesus, actively participate. And your question, the dinner table conversation is, what are my New Year faith resolutions as the Advent season begins? And how can we as a family cultivate an attitude of watchfulness in the midst of our busy lives? Right? So this forces us to drop the cell phone, drop the remote, think about Jesus together as a family, and actively prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also, if you have not picked up these little cute little blue books, okay, we passed them out last week. I hope there's some more this week. Yes. All right. So take those as well to actively participate, not a passive preparation, awaiting and hoping, but actively doing it together as a family. So these dinner table conversations will be posted in the bulletin every week during Advent. So make sure to take one home and put it on the dinner dining table and open it up in one of these meals this week.